daughter were lost in the mail. They'll even offer to email her a fake receipt. She'll think you spent a fortune and you come out looking like a champ. Save hundreds, even thousands, and get off the hook this Valentine's Day. Call Good Intentions today.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to say his acquittal on impeachment charges is a victory for the nation. In a statement from the White House at noon Eastern, Pam Bondi, a member of the president's defense team, tells Fox,
"We have the right president at the right time, and he cannot be deterred by this sham impeachment. And you know, we showed this yesterday with his pure vindication of all of these bogus charges against him. So it's a really good day today for the president."
Some of the president's fans are accused of contributing to the delay in reporting the Democrats' Iowa caucus results.
Iowa Democratic officials said in a conference call that Trump supporters fouled things up by flooding a dedicated hotline. That hotline was supposed to get used by Iowa precinct chairs as a backup to report caucus results. But that number went public after it was posted online.
Fox's Jill Nato. Right. America's listening to Fox News.
It's always somebody else's fault, right?
Hey. What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What?
You don't do that.
All right, what happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what?
Showtime.
Ah, yes, showtime.
Time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Can you turn on Andy Griffith? I don't want to see Mitt Romney's puss.
Yeah.
And I, with a capital P on TV. Channel 46. Please. What a... I used some rather strong language on him on the air and on Facebook yesterday. He makes me sick. I was impressed to see so many people who were furious that they even voted for him, supported him, donated to his campaign. That yesterday was sickening. It's one thing somebody loses, then they come back and sabotage the next guy. No. And don't give me that Mormon nonsense, Mitt. How about the guy's collected 1,500 or something? What do you think he collected? 1,500 unique what?
Insects?
No, pizza boxes.
I was trying to think of what is there 1,500 unique of?
There's people, I think, that devote their lives to figure out how can I achieve immortality by getting in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right, yeah.
So Scott Wiener of Flatbush started collecting pizza boxes from locations as far away as Antarctica and
wasn't that a song?
And the distant Faroe Islands.
Flatbush.
Flatbush
City Limits or something like that. What was that called?
Well, Flatbush, that's Brooklyn.
What do you think?
You don't hear it used too often these days, but he was awarded the Guinness World Record in 2013 when his collection amounted to 595 unique boxes. It is now ballooned to more than 1,500.
That was Nutbush City Limits, Tina Turner.
Nutbush?
Nutbush, City Limits. Yeah, I thought Flatbush. Yeah.
Nutbush, what does that bring to mind?
Nothing.
He started collecting these about, right, I don't can't think of anything, 11 years ago. Said most of the boxes are unused. He has a rigorous cleaning process developed for the boxes that formerly contained greasy meals. He leads pizza tours of Brooklyn and Manhattan and has released a book called Viva la Pizza, The Art of the Pizza Box. It's expected that now that he's amassed these 1,500 pizza boxes, he'll start dating women. Maybe. I don't know that there's any certainty in that prediction at all. Rich is obviously busy with something.
He seems to be, yeah.
So while we await his arrival in the studio, let me see if there's been any alerts. Because, again, when we're on the air here, if we're overridden by the emergency broadcast system, we're not going to hear it. So that's why we're engaging your help this morning.
You're right.
We have a thread going on weather conditions. Let's see if we
It's one of the reasons I'm keeping that channel behind you on our local station here, just to make sure anything comes across.
Wow, a lot of teachers getting blown around in the school car rider line this morning in Coosada. Yeah, we had a report from Sherry, also from Coosada. And the area is just north of there on 65. Mark Cumby says, okay, seeing as I get to drive through it in my 18-wheeler, my route takes me from Montgomery to West Alabama daily. I would imagine managing one of those when it's this windy is also requires some real skill set. 7 minutes after eight, as we await Rich, let's get some local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting to discuss a millage tax rate increase today. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
I'm looking at some bright colors on the radar right now. Wow. So far, the city of Montgomery has been fairly unscathed, but, you know, coming around the Maxwell Air Force Base right now on the Western Bypass, I see some heavier downpours. And boy, oh boy, looking upstream, Tallapoosa County, boy, that's some heavy rain. Jackson's Gap, Dadeville, you know, into Elmore County now, some really good downpours approaching the city of Wetumpka, approaching downtown Montgomery, Wetumpka, I should say, already into the Elmore, Millbrook area. Deetsville, you're probably saying, you know, do we need an arc? It's been relentless for hours, seemingly, in the Deetsville area. And Prattville, here comes some more rain coming into your location as well. So, the tornado watch continues in effect until 12 noon. And by the way, if you live in Otago County and Lowndes County and you were expecting the tornado watch to end at 8, they extended it for you, okay? You're now part of the tornado watch that all of us are in from Montgomery on eastward. That goes till 12 noon. Besides the heavy rainfall, we have no warnings to report now. Right now. No severe thunderstorm warnings, no tornado warnings since 4:30. But the atmosphere is very primed, especially in eastern and southeastern Alabama, for what could be a very active situation, and into Georgia and into the Carolinas as well. So here's the deal. We're in the mid-70s right now, but when the line passes your area, and it's a slow-moving line, you'll feel the difference, and we'll fall into the 50s this afternoon, and there's rain behind the main line. So the rain chance will continue. It'll be windy, and then tonight slow down to about 38. Let's see, current conditions right now. Let's go to the airport and find out. Well, here you go. We're at 77 degrees now at Montgomery Regional Airport. With a dew point of 67, the airport is reporting a thunderstorm and winds gusting to, let's see, 25 knots, about 30 miles per hour right now. And let's see how much rainfall they've had in the last hour here. Let's see if I got that there. I don't see that. I don't see that being reported at the moment, but some good rains are coming down. I think when we look at final rainfall totals, we're going to see some really amazing numbers. So that's your weather here at 8:11.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wendell's been busy this morning talking about accidents. Oh, my gosh. And we're going to see some blinding rainfall here in the Montgomery area. Listen, if you are in an accident, keep this phone number handy. It's for Montgomery Paint and Body, 27REC with a W. They make it easy because, you know, your mind kind of goes blank, I want to say, during an accident, because you're thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, you're thinking about all these things you have to do right now. But one of the things you can do is call Montgomery Paint and Body. And, you know, they're going to take care of you. They're going to fix your car meticulously. Take it from a guy who's been a customer for over 30 years. Not only that, they don't do any shortcuts. You know, no wink, wink, nod, nod. We don't have to fix that because you can't see that. We'll just pocket that money. And they don't do that. They don't roll like that. And that's why they're also very popular with the insurance companies as well. The Turner family and all the people that work at Montgomery Paint and Body are meticulous. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, big smile comes on my face because I know it's also going to be detailed when I get it. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
While you were out of the studio, our buddy David called in. He thinks he was in a small spin-up.
Really?
Yeah.
In what county would that be in?
Was it Watauga County? David, when he called to tell that story.
Oh, man, where was that? I don't remember where you said it was.
The trees were...
You saw the circular wind motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that may have happened in Marbury as well, because we've had lots of reports of tree damage, roof off houses, power out. I guess, though.
Trees blocking the road in some places. Look at this. Look at Alexander City Airport now reporting 36 knots. That's so about 42-mile-an-hour wind gust at the moment.
Wow.
So that's significant. Oh, look at Prattville reporting the same thing. Winds gusting to 36 knots, roughly 42 miles an hour out at the Prattville Airport right now.
I would check my weather station.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
I need to check my weather.
Yeah, that's right. Ticket. You can do that. Wait a minute while I call my house and have them send me a picture of mine.
I got 19 miles per hour.
Okay, and what about wind? What do you got on rainfall there so far?
Now, my rainfall is showing as 0.3, but that's... I need to go back to a 24-hour period here.
Okay.
Let me see. Point...
I've had 0.88 in 24 hours, but that rain that is approaching hasn't even gotten here yet.
So. 1.56.
All right, wow. There you go. So you.
I was at 1.09 when I left the house this morning at 4.
Gotcha.
That's combining what I've had this morning or today from midnight to now.
No, I got you.
Plus everything from last night.
So, hey,
last night by 8 p.m., I had 1.11 inches of rain.
Look at this. Look at those bright colors around Montgomery, Millbrook, Prattville, Hainville, Fort Deposit, coming close to Greenville right now. Just prolific rainfall amounts. Good thing that we got most of the commute done before the heavier rain came into the city here, but it's coming in now.
What I'm concerned about is the schools. They delayed the start till 10 o'clock. Will they be able to work at that time?
Well, it's going to be tight. That seemed like a safe number when they picked it last night. But this system is moving ever so slowly.
I'm going to go down and check.
All right.
And then we'll come back. We got to do a conundrum, and we got to give away Joe Matamasa tickets.
Yeah, we do.
So stay tuned.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a new accident, East South Boulevard, just past Woodley Road. As you're heading towards Troy Highway, it's going to be right near the Church's Chicken. Use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. We've got a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. Moderate traffic there this morning. Please use caution. If you are in the Montgomery area on the roads, be advised the weather is about to get really bad in Montgomery. A lot of this stuff going on up above us is about to come through. Highway 31 North between Pine Level School and Marbury High School. We have a roof blown off a house and power lines down. They're letting vehicles through there, but just be cautious wherever you are. Weather is about to be very bad for folks on the road here over the next hour or so. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I invite you to take a look at that picture sent from Janet from Wetumpka. Yeah. Finally, on this last trip downstairs, the horizon to the west of us. Now, we're between Eastern Boulevard and Perry Hill along Interstate 85. We've had a couple of sprinkles here this morning and a lot of wind. The garbage cans got blown over and all that very early on. Now it's starting to get that leaden look. So, as Skipper mentioned, that stuff is about to get into the city area, but it has been inching ever so slowly in this direction. We will keep you posted, but if you're on the way to somewhere, get there as quickly as you can because soon you may want to hold off.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Never know the right words to say to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? Well, someone does. And that someone is Siri.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Today, have Siri send a message from the heart.
Debbie, I love you more than you know. I love your heart, your soul, your smile, and you have a pretty good rack, too.
You don't need flowers or candy. You have Siri.
Christina, happy Valentine's Day. I know you haven't lost all the baby weight, but that just means more cushion for the pushing.
Cupid's got nothing on Siri.
Mike, for Valentine's Day, I got you a backstage pass to the big show tonight.
Aw, how romantic.
You heard me right. You have the first and only backstage pass to this show.
That's so sweet.
The first backstage pass ever.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Nothing is more personal on Valentine's Day than a message from a voice-activated language user interface. This holiday, say I love you with Siri.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love Siri. XOXO.
All right, we are at 8:20. Let's welcome our friend.
Mr. Sandman.
I know where I go when the weather gets rough. I hide under my Mr. Sandman bed, which I nicknamed the zip code. Because I don't think there's a tornado that could lift that thing off the ground. My dogs love it underneath there, too.
Well, yeah, my grandkids love to climb up under my bed. So, you know, it's always fun. But I'm going to a market. The buying group I'm a member of is having their big show down in Houston next week, and I'll be there for a few days. But I've got to make room because they always have some specials from several of the factories I do business with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be buying huge quantities at the special prices. So I've got to get rid of some stuff. We're going to have a two-day sale, Friday and Saturday. We're not going to try to have a sidewalk sale today. I don't think it'd be a good day to do it.
No, probably not.
No. But
you'll be giving it away at that point. It'll just fly across the Atlanta Highway.
That's right. But I've got a few of the things I've got. I've got too many of a certain twin mattress. It's a little inner spring mattress, not a high quality one, but it's just a decent little inner spring mattress. Normally it's $119. I'm going to have them for $85. I've got about eight of them to sell at that price. I've got another pillow top in a spring twin size. It's actually very comfortable. It's normally about $139. I'll have those at $99.
Wow.
I've got probably 7 or 8 of those to sell. I've got some full-size, fabulous mattresses made by Kingsdown that were a closeout deal. They had made them for a big national chain, and they had some left over when the sale got finished, and I got them for way less than what they normally sold for, and I'm selling them for way less than what they normally sold for. So got those in full-size and some twins in those. Got a lot of King mattresses. I've got, somehow or another, I ended up with a King pillow top all-foam mattress that I did not order from one of my factories, which means I did not get something I did order. But I'm going to sell it for $199. It'll be out there. It's a one-of-a-kind. We'll have a bunch of other great deals on some Serta. I'm overstocked. Somehow or another, I got double-shipped on a Serta order, so I've got a number of models that I have more inventory than I really want to carry on them, but they sell regularly. But I'm going to discount those for this two-day weekend and a lot of other good things, headboards and beds, trying to clear some out. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Mr. Sandman, we thank you.
Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good day. All right, from our storm reporting team, Storm Team 93.1.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Say it, stay ready. Eddie Bader checking in.
No? What house is he selling?
Well, Jordan, apparently. No power, though, on the tightest side.
Well, it must be going for cheap, then.
That kind of follows the line where we've seen power issues. I think there was a small twister in that area. Liz Paravicini says it's storming in Elmore, Ingram Road area. Thunder, lightning. Amanda Greer reports from Lake Jordan experiencing significant rain, wind, and thunder. Power has been out for 2 hours on the tightest side. And Chris Cleghorn sent a photo that is in the thread. It's on my Facebook page. Wow. A lot of ponding. That rain came down too fast to drain off. That's in Lounsboro. So, again, the thing is, we haven't had a real downpour here at the station yet because it's moving southwest to northeast and then east at a very, very, almost a snail's pace. If you had asked me at 4 o'clock this morning, I thought we would have been through the worst of it by 6. But it has slowed down some at 8:23.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
There's a business term called dog fooding, which means companies actually use their own products to test them out and experience what they're like. Now, here's a guy. He's the president of Munster Milling in Munster, Texas, a company that makes dog food. So for an entire month, Mitch Felderdorf ate nothing but their own dog food.
What's the guy's name again?
Felderdorf. No relation to Mel Felder.
Okay.
And that whole drama. He ate the company's dog food and only ate the company's dog food for an entire month. Quoting, "We're not going to feed your dog something unless we've eaten it first." So we did. The thing is, he also not only stayed healthy, but he lost 30 pounds.
Just eating the dog food?
Yeah. Is this going to be a thing now? He says the first 4 days were rough.
Rough.
But
bark, bark.
No lie, says I feel pretty fantastic, with the exception of really missing the flavor of normal food. 30 pounds in a month, that's pretty good.
It is very good.
So,
and it, you know.
Would you eat dog food? If you knew you could lose 30 pounds, would you be able to do that for a month?
Eyeballing that Purina over there. Thinking, weight loss. No, I don't. I mean,
well, you may have started something there, Mr. Felderdorf.
There are some dog foods. There's some dog treats that actually smell delicious, but I still don't eat them.
Right.
There's some of them that look really good. Bacon strips look really, really good and look like bacon.
Bacon, but I won't eat them.
I've never tried it. Now, I was told as a kid that, you know, when I was really, really little, that I ate dog food. You know, I'd pick it up out of the dog's bowl and put it in my mouth. But as a kid, you'd do that pretty much with anything. So, no. But there are some gourmet dog foods that you buy that are refrigerated and all this other stuff that do say safe for human consumption.
Oh, really?
They are, because they're made with all this natural stuff.
What's
you know?
The brand with the little white dog? I know they sell it at Food.
I think so, yeah. All that Fancy Feast or whatever it is, yeah.
I remember buying that for Han Chimwini when he was a little guy.
Wet dog food, I don't think I can do.
No.
Not stuff that comes out of the can like that.
Hershey wasn't wild about it.
It either. Looks, yeah, it looks like spam.
I could do a whole show. I could do a whole show on Hershey's eating rituals. I mean, it's more than just food for consumption and survival. He's got routines where he takes his little dry food pebbles only when one of his girlfriends is around. And he brings them out like and puts them down next to her like, I'm a good boy. I'm going to eat these in your honor right now. I'm standing there with a piece of chicken, and he's, you know, what do you want? Well, he's got all these weird little routines. Briscoe will drill his way through anything. He is so easy. At 8:27, all right, now that we've talked about all kinds of unappetizing things to eat, let's talk about a place that serves some fantastic cuisine, and that's the Seafood Bistro.
Cuisine. Never heard it put that way before. Seafood Bistro. They are opening up at 11 a.m. today. I don't think they're doing any kind of delayed opening. I haven't heard from Paul, but as far as I know, they're going to open up at 11 a.m. today. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down from the radio station here. But maybe it's not a day that you're going to be getting out of the house. Well, guess what? You can have the Seafood Bistro delivered to your door by using any of the delivery apps on your phone. They got four of them right here on their menu here, so you shouldn't have a problem getting those delivered to your door. Some of the side items that they've got, macaroni and cheese, the onion rings, bacon cheddar grits, fried green tomatoes. They've got a BLT regular size salad, but they also have a mini BLT salad, also a mini Caesar salad for you as well. The Hush Puppies are fantastic fried okra. You just can't go wrong. Currently, right now, they got the king cake for Mardi Gras. You can get that in cream cheese or praline. That is on the dessert side of the menu. The Creole jambalaya, the shrimp tacos, the gator tacos, the mahi-mahi tacos. The fish tacos come with that, it's like a Spanish rice type thing. It's fantastic. It's the only way you can get that rice, but it is awesome. Go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see a picture of that delicious rice. Theseafoodbistro.com. You can put your order in online right there, or you can call it in later and go by and pick it up if you want to do that. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Look at this radar image. Doesn't that look like a gnarled up hand over Montgomery? Or it looks like a dog.
Like a claw coming in.
Claw. The claw is coming.
Oh, somebody's calling.
From the sky. Just trying to add a little artistic context to the excitement this morning. All right, we're going to do a conundrum here because we want to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. And maybe those Joe Bonamassa tickets, too.
I think we, well, you know, it's, trust me, we're not going to have a hard time giving away Joe Bonamassa tickets.
No.
We get calls for that anytime we put that out there.
Well,
so
I did have an idea for those.
Oh, did you? We only got 30 minutes.
I know.
So.
And the storm is moving so slowly. I wish it would. Watch, it'll. All hell's going to break loose as soon as I get ready to leave here and go to the hospital.
This is Amanda.
Hello, Amanda.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to call in with an update on the weather.
Yes.
I'm coming down Northern Boulevard, and driving, the visibility is awful, and there is a lot of pooling.
A lot of pooling, okay.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, it's,
every place that we've gotten reports from, it's raining faster than it can drain.
That's exactly what's happening. So it's turning into a very dangerous condition, even on Northern Boulevard.
All right, so it's at least that far south into the city. Thank you for that specific update.
You're welcome, guys. I hope you have a great day.
Appreciate
you too.
We're working on it. It's 8:31.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Boy, oh boy. No, I after we got that last phone call,
yeah,
about the conditions on Northern Boulevard, mm-hmm. figuring it's got to be close. Take a look out the back; it is black.
Oh wow! Yeah,
and moving at a snail's pace still, but the clouds are looking very leaden and like they're ready to let go.
The bottom's about to drop out here. Extremely heavy downpours now along that line from Eclectic to Wetumpka to Montgomery, Fort Deposit, Greenville. Lots of lightning, gusty winds. I told you about winds gusting to 42 miles per hour in some cases. Prattville in the last hour reported that. So did Alexander City. Alabama Power now reporting 12,000 customers statewide without power. Our friend Sherry in the Deetsville Slapout area reports multiple huge trees down. Our road is blocked in both directions by fallen trees. Power's been out since 7 a.m. This is the Lightwood area in the Deetsville Slapout area. The line is moving just painfully slow. So there's going to be prolific amounts of rainfall that'll be blinding for quite a while. And you'll say, geez, when is this going to end? But there's a lot of lightning embedded in that line as well. And once that line, that particular line, passes your location, that's it. As far as the severe weather threat. Now, that's not the end of the rain. There's still rain back behind the front. Your winds will shift to the northwest, from the southwest to the northwest, but that's the end of your severe weather threat. But boy, oh boy, with this thing moving as slow as it is, in eastern and southeastern Alabama, it's going to be a long day.
8:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I opened the back door, looked outside.
You sure is ugly.
I said to the sky.
Looking out my back door.
Yeah.
We're at 77 degrees right now. That's amazing. At Montgomery Regional Airport.
It's February 6th, not April 6th.
And a dew point of 68. That is very, very juicy air. So after the front passes, temperatures will fall into the 50s this afternoon. The risk of rain will continue. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow's high around 54. A breezy, colder day, but dry tomorrow. And then slight chance of a shower on Saturday with Saturday's high 62. Right now, 77 degrees. Wendell just sent us another message.
Yeah, so dark in Forest Hills, the streetlights are cycling on. It looked that dark when I was checking out the back.
There you go. I'm going to go to wherever I go, my cubbyhole.
836.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
It finally reached the radio station. I'm turning up the mics.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
If you back out the air conditioner sound, you can actually hear the rain coming down on the roof.
You know, it was a situation very similar to this, Jay, where I said, wouldn't it be weird?
No, shut up. Don't say it again. Don't do that. Wouldn't it be weird if this weather just went away? Yes.
Oh, man.
Don't do that. We don't need to go. No. It's the last board we got, man. We don't need that to go away.
One thing that will not be rained out is Valentine's Day. And, look, if you're one of those, because holidays require some thought, some ideas, so they become a dark cloud that follows you around, you can solve those problems very easily by visiting Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Maybe it's somebody you just started seeing, but you want to give them something that's classy and nice, and they happen to be a fan of Auburn or Alabama. They have showcases with amazing gift options for men and women in those showcases, just for starter ideas. You want to do something really special? Have it created from scratch, a statement item that shows you put some thought into it and the talents of the professional jewelers at Brian Jewelry to create it. You know, sometimes you'll get an idea and you'll hit 20 stores trying to find it or maybe look into it. That's crazy. Well, you can go to Brian Jewelry and have it done exactly the way you have it imagined. You have to hire graphic designers or anything else. I've worked with Kenny and Lynn and the team there, and they're so good at what they do. Very competitively priced, a huge selection in stock, but visit their website first, brianjewelry.com. You can only browse the merchandise there, but sign up for their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Just a little bit more than a week away from the big day, you can take the pressure off with one trip to Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville. 8:39 as the rain hits Montgomery.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a lot of cars still on the road all around Montgomery on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85, and a minor accident on the East South Boulevard near Church's Chicken. That's going to be just up from Woodley Road as you head towards Troy Highway. Use caution there. If you're driving around the Montgomery area, be advised this weather system that has been plaguing the counties around us to the north and west is about to come through over the next hour. Driving conditions are going to be really bad around the area. Up in Prattville, Highway 31 North between Pine Level School and Marbury High School, we got the reports of a roof blown off a house. That was a little earlier. Responders are on the scene. Their power lines down. Their problems on 111 between Holtville and Wetumpka. A lot of limbs down all around Autauga County. Drive carefully wherever you are. We will keep you updated. When you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start classes at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whoop my thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Natural disasters can be linked together. Show ya, can see the weather patterns and the temperature of ocean. Bad winds on rising, set weather right down to blow ya. Gonna shake up like a soda. All the clouds ahead, now changing air pressure, causing the rapid air movement. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another pair. Raining storms on these lightning, thunderstorms of thunderhead. Gonna storm ahead. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good to know, hey, barometer, hey. All the dying, showing more pressure. Good to know, hey, barometer, hey. Need to know if the pressure is about to blow, 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 blow.
Whoop my thunderstorm.
Nobody answers that song like Eddie Vedder does. Eddie in the house, I'm assuming you're going to be a visitor with young Joey.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Joey today for a little while.
That'll always add an extra edge of cool to you as a human being.
Actually, I've been bragging to people that I know you and Joey and Jay.
Has that elevated your social status?
No.
Letting know people that you can pet Bailey will.
Yeah, now that actually ought to do something. I'll put Bailey on my Facebook today.
Don't you love her?
Adorable.
Scarf.
I do.
Gypsy Poodle. And I love that business because they come to your house and groom the dogs, and they do a fantastic job, and they make it so convenient. But Elizabeth is just not only a gift, gives Hershey the best cuts that he's ever had. He's got his Batman ears back.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, yeah. You see in that picture at the top of my Facebook page, yeah. Look at those ears on that little boy. And look at Mr. Thing with his UFO ears. He's got like little UFO wings. My happy boys. Yeah, she does such incredible work. And we helped her get that business started.
I brag about that story that you told me about Gypsy Poodle. I brag all the time about that.
Yeah, that was, because that was a dad.
Right.
Who, they had very little money for advertising, and Dad listened and said, give this guy here a try. And she was so sweet. I kind of adopted her, yeah. You know, and now she's got three mobile
That's
salons.
That's what I tell people.
That is so awesome. And they do fantastic work. We want to give away some Joe Bonamassa tickets.
Yeah.
This is somebody, if you want to see him bad enough, you'll be able to call us at 272-9228 and correctly spell his name backward. Wow. Just the last name. We'll leave out the OEJ.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah.
OEJ, that sounds
not
like,
OEJ, but that EOJ.
Like, EOJ, that sounds like pig Latin for Joey.
OEJ would have been J-E-O. He'd have been
G-O.
G-O Bonamus, which is the car company went defunct a long time ago.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, first person to give us the name Bonamassa backwards.
Spell it.
Yeah, spell it backwards. You don't have to pronounce it backwards.
No, it's an interesting pronunciation backwards, but yes.
Phonetically difficult. 272-9228 is the number to call to do that while we're queuing up some potential winners. Let's visit Jack Ingram. There's a few features on the Rogue. I purchased my second Nissan Rogue from them and had 12,000 miles on it. It's 2019. And it's got all kinds of features that, especially like, when it was raining like crazy last night, it's got night vision. It gives you an indication if you can't see where the lane markers are, it tells you automatically where they are. It's got, I keep the brights on, but they shut on automatically because it's got night vision. So if the light's adequate, they go off. And when it's really dark, they just come on automatically. And I just absolutely love that feature.
That's a great feature.
The overhead camera, which is something of an illusion, but certainly makes backing out that much easier, that much safer. Now, I don't think you can go wrong with any price range, any type of vehicle at Jack Ingram, because everything they sell is a car that's been vetted. Very small fraction of the cars they take in trade earn their way into any of the categories, but they got some great values under 10 and under 5,000. You got a new driver in the family, put them in that 2013 Chrysler 200. That's a nice, first of all, they won't be humiliated to drive it if they're young, but if they make their first mistake in their car, they're going to have lots of protection as well. And let's face it, parents, we think about those things. Also, is the Volvo still there? Yeah. 2004 Volvo V70. One of the safest cars on the road. Again, you're going to get a car for a new driver. If they're going to make a mistake, you want it to be something that's built to take a mistake. And that's the Volvo. Remember? I'm glad my wife drives a Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
This one is only $4,800. And these cars are in amazing condition, regardless of the year. So see Tip James and his team. They'll get you done at 235 Northeastern Bypass. If credit has kept you from getting decent wheels, no need for that to happen because they've got over 20 financing programs at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Chris, you get first shot at the tickets.
Okay, I'm going to try. All right, ASSA MANOB.
Do that again.
ASSA MANOB.
Asimanob. Very good. Good work, man.
That was really good.
Asimanob. Yeah.
And by the way,
what'd you call me?
We're going to throw in a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with those tickets for you, pal.
Oh, man, awesome.
Congratulations, Chris. You got yourself dinner and a show.
Hang on. Jay is going to set that up for you while we check on traffic for the final time this morning with Skipper.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a lot of cars still on the road all around Montgomery on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85, and a minor accident on the East South Boulevard near Church's Chicken. That's going to be just up from Woodley Road as you head towards Troy Highway. use caution there. If you're driving around the Montgomery area, be advised this weather system that has been plaguing the counties around us to the north and west is about to come through over the next hour. Driving conditions are going to be really bad around the area. Up in Prattville, Highway 31 North between Pine Level School and Marbury High School, we got the reports of a roof blown off a house. That was a little earlier. Responders are on the scene. Their power lines down. Their problems on 111 between Holtville and Wetumpka. A lot of limbs down all around Autauga County. Drive carefully wherever you are. We will keep you updated. When you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're not having a good day, you could always be on the quarantine boat. With a little help from Jack Jones as the rain comes pouring down in the city.
Stuck with corona flu. Quarantined in a tiny room. You're stuck. Virus is on board, and you'll still get sick from the food.
Where else are you going to get these clever spins on contemporary news items at 8:54? The rain is here. Here's the band that can tell you what you might want to do following a good, healthy rain like this. Randy Burkholder from Prattville Farm Center. And good morning to you, sir.
Hey, how y'all do?
Well, you probably got it earlier. We're getting pasted now.
Yeah. We've got... want to let everybody know we've got some ducks coming in here in a few days.
Perfect.
So it's a good time to get ducks. They'll love the weather.
Perfect timing.
Right. And we got our first batch of chicks yesterday.
Hot chicks?
They are hot. We got them at a toasted 98 degrees.
Yeah, I've been back there. It's fun to watch them.
Oh, they're so good. They're very cute. Most of ours are ladies. You know, we have some that we get some Bantam, assorted Bantam chicken. The Bantam is a smaller breed chicken. And a lot of times they're good for just kind of, they're very colorful. They're hobby chickens, I guess you might say.
A nasty woman in Florida once called, said I was like a banty rooster.
Yeah, yeah. Banty rooster. I never would have picked you as a banty rooster.
I appreciate that.
Of course, that's probably years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I used to have a little more rooster in me than I do now.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But, yeah, most of ours that we keep here are laying type chicken. Now, we can get anything. We typically have throughout the course of the season, there'll be two or three customers that order meat type birds. A meat bird is a very fast growing breed, obviously. Recoup that investment quickly if it's a meat bird.
I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a homemade egg. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I got a buddy that raises chickens, and he brings me in a dozen eggs every once in a while, and they're just so flavorful, so good.
They're different. You know, the grocery store eggs are a little more, well, considerably more, they're just blander. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they work, but they don't have quite the flavor that...
No, of course, grocery store eggs, I don't think they're probably 2 weeks old before they hit the shell. Somebody told me that. I don't know if that's true. It could be fake news.
Well, we don't want any fake chicken news.
Fake chicken news.
But if you want the straight scoop and all the things that are available at Prattville Farm Center, stop by and see Randy and his team. Your location and hours.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. And we've got a nice little river running through the parking lot.
I bet you do.
We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. 7 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to pack up, go to church, visit with the family, all that good stuff.
All right, Randy, speaking of the family, say hi to Mrs. B for us, okay?
I certainly will.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
All righty. We are 2 minutes shy of 9 o'clock. Any breaking news that you need to deliver?
No, I just reports of a lot of trees down in various locations here in central Alabama. Some of that had to do with those 46-mile-an-hour wind gusts and with the storm coming through, but also all that rainfall softened up the ground, and that's making it easy for some of these trees to come down. Look at the blinding rainfall there. There's a tower cam from Montgomery, certainly there's been blinding rainfall here. Temperature went down from 77 to 66 now here in the storm. And look back behind the front. You can see 52 at Selma. So it really gets much cooler once the front passes your location. Tornado watch continues in effect officially till 12 noon.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Joey is next. Eddie Bader is going to join him. Jay, thanks for everything this morning. And I'll be back hopefully this afternoon at 3 following Dan Morris.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Quire. Plus, you can get a 1-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
License number 84417.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts